next message.
Hi, Ashley. This is David. It's 9 o'clock. I don't think you can be that busy not to return my phone call. Can you just call me for 5 minutes? Let me know if you're available to go out, or I should stop calling you and just forget about you. I thought you were a decent human being, but it seems to me you are not. So I don't know what to tell you. I thought you are someone I can talk and you are somebody decent. So can you just call me for 5 minutes if you are not available, so I can just throw your number to the garbage.
Next message.
Ashley, again you call and the phone is disconnected. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with your phone. Every time you call, you disconnect it. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with this phone call or the way it is. I cannot even talk to you. What is this?
Next message.
You are fucking asshole, motherfucker prostitute. You suck so many dick, motherfucker prostitute, cocksucker. You are prostitute just like your mother. You are a fucking asshole, cocksucker, motherfucking prostitute.
Hey freaks, it's Monday, May 11th, 2020. Coming up on the program today, arts and crafts with 6 months worth of semen. Plus, bipolar Brenda versus Officer Douchebag Small Dick. Televangelist Jim Baker's newest stroke of genius. And licking loose those rim job ass sprinkles.
I chopped up my children into little bits and buried them in the backyard. It's just a fun thing. I just did it for fun.
It's just a fun thing.
That's my man juice. Yes.
I fucked my brother. I fucked him.
You know what it is.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, everybody. Tim Henson back here with you to start a new week of programs. This, right here, this is Distorted View Daily. If you are new to the program, welcome to the club, my friends. You are in for a real treat. You don't know what you've been missing, but you will soon find out. This podcast, where we are every single day, features some of the weirdest, strangest shit found on the internet. It's weird and wonderful and oftentimes disturbing. How disturbing? How disturbing? Good question. I think a good example of what Distorted View Daily is all about and what we routinely feature is Tonetta. Tonetta is a musical artist we found well over a decade ago. He's an older gentleman who puts on a wig and a mask and sings songs, original music.
Got a really, 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 really nice cock. The kind that will make love rock.
Most of his songs are about cocks or sex or pussies.
Although your cock is small, I know your heart is huge. I love your bungee, but I refuse to ignite the fuse.
See what I mean?
Let her in my face, I won't complain. Dump it on me all night. As warm as it is black, I won't complain. I can handle your crap, let me be your thing tonight.
And that's his song all about being piss and shat on. So that's Tonetta. Most of my longtime listeners know these songs and Tonetta very well, but I wanted to just sort of give a quick intro to Tonetta because I've got some new audio from him. This is not a song. He seems to be branching out into cooking vlogs. I'll tell you this, though. You're not going to want to eat what he's cooking up. I mean, at first, it sort of looks good. It looks like butterscotch or caramel or flan or something. You're like, oh, Tonetta's making dessert. It most definitely is not dessert, and I guarantee you it does not taste sweet. It's more savory, salty, if you will.
What you are looking at
. The suspense is killing me. Go ahead, Tonetta, spill it. Well, he's already spilled it.
Is my sperm.
Yes. Yeah, it's curdled. I don't know. Sperm is not supposed to look like this. It looks, like I said, on one hand, it sort of looks like flan or creme brulee. I don't know. But then in another light, it sort of looks like mashed potatoes and gravy. It's not white. It's like yellow and brown with swirls, and it seems to be caramelized.
it's about 50 or 60 jerk-offs.
Over what? The course of 7 years?
Took about 6 months to do this.
Oh, 6 months. How is he storing this, and why is it getting hard?
I'm going to make something out of it. I'm not too sure what.
Oh!
I want it all...
Oh, he's... Oh, God. He's got, like, a little popsicle stick that he's lifting the whole thing. It is congealed into a solid lump.
All to dissolve and melt so I can work with it.
What are you going to do with that? Work with it. This is the mind of an artist. He's not just a singer. He works in mixed media as well. Tonetta's an artist like Yoko Ono is an artist. You know what I mean? Like,
doesn't it look yummy?
Both he and Yoko make music that you really don't want to buy or listen to. And then, like, you know, you'll see Yoko Ono is doing a performance piece at some museum, and it's just her screaming into a mic. What the hell do you get out of that? Meanwhile, Tonetta's idea of art is jerking off over and over. I guess that means I'm fucking Picasso. Although, if you took a blacklight to this room, the art would be more akin to a Jackson Pollock. Anyway, back to the video here. I honestly don't know what he's making, but he's doing it in the kitchen, which is super gross.
This is life at its best. Life.
So, there, like I said, it's a big lump of cum in like a little dish, a little petri dish or something. And then some of the jizz is melt. I bet you he's kept it in the freezer. That's why it's hard. But still, doesn't explain the various colors.
My lovely
get
sperm.
That close to the camera.
Why waste it on a pussy?
Why waste it on a pussy when you can bake it into some banana nut bread, right?
When you can sell it and make money.
Oh. You have to tell the people that whatever it is you're selling is made with your cum. You gotta come clean. It's not right otherwise.
Ta-ta for now.
So that's
this is Tonetta.
Okay. Thank you, Tonetta. So now part two, when he's actually working with the cum. The video...
We are back. We're back, fans.
I love that he's eating while he's cooking with cum.
Now I have it under heat to try to melt it or dissolve it a little quicker. Looks pretty yummy from here. Let's put it back on the heat. Okay, fans, we are back. And here we have it right here.
All right. Well, it looks like the cum has solidified somehow.
I made two.
Oh, he's used molds. He poured the cum in titty molds.
In the mold of nipples.
Yeah. And
there we go.
You know what?
There's one.
It actually came out looking like a nipple. Part
here's
of a
another one.
Breast. And there's a... Oh, that was a big nipple.
And these are large.
Yeah, large areolas.
For the person who wants to purchase a bigger nipple.
Freaks, no. Don't even...
Anyways,
don't even think about it.
Fans.
I don't want that.
There we are. Tonetta sperm. And these ones here I had already made for a while. I posted these ones here.
He painted them.
There's three here that have been hanging for about a year. They're still available.
Yeah. No one has yet made an offer to purchase those. Okay.
But these ones are special. Because they're fresh.
Oh.
Anyways, fam, take care and have a lovely day.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Tonetta. If you would like to see what cum-baked nipples look like, I've made them today's featured image over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com. Moving on now. Oh, I've got a clip here that I've titled Officer Lesbian Confronts a Crazy Person. Officer Lesbian has my color hair. She actually has my hairdo, and she's wearing it better than me. I'm kind of jealous of this bitch's do. She's manlier than me, she's stealing my look, and you know she's probably got a hot piece of ass at home. Some lipstick lesbian just waiting for her.
I made you your favorite for dinner.
Fur burger. And then she, like, uncrosses her legs. Lucky, lucky lady. Anyway, Officer Furburger is confronting a crazy person here. Let's see how this goes.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
Look at me. What training have you had regarding mania?
Okay. So, we do have an officer here that's trained in those behaviors.
Is he a psychologist?
Well, who's your doctor?
Andrea Russell.
Okay.
Yoon Hee Cho. I just got off the phone with both of them today.
All right.
Thank you very much.
And you're good on your medication then?
Are you condescending and talking down to me, ma'am?
I'm not. I'm actually asking.
Oh, really?
No, it looks like there's three or four police officers.
Are you on a new medication at all?
No.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay. Is there anything that's changed?
Who are you, Hastings?
Yeah. I'm an officer with Portland Police. I'm an ECIT officer.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. And you're really an expert on mental illness, aren't you?
Well, I mean, I'm not a psychiatrist or
No, you're not.
Okay.
And I'm the fucking smartest person you have ever fucking met.
Okay.
So get the fuck down off of my ass. Did you go to college, Hastings?
I sure did.
You did? Mm-hmm. What'd you study?
Social sciences.
Oh, social sciences.
And I have
minor in
psychology.
Oh, mm-hmm. Minor.
Mm-hmm.
You should know a little bit about it then, right? You douche.
Yeah.
I have a fucking finance with honors degree. I'm a certified financial planner. I'm also an attorney of law, and I know my fucking rights.
What's your bar number?
I don't fucking know that.
Jesus.
Douche.
You don't know?
He is kind of a douche, just trying to antagonize her.
Coming out of my vagina. That's what you are.
You're a douche coming out of my pussy hole, just dripping out. Used douche. Not clean, pristine douche water. The douche water that comes out of your pussy after it gets done cleaning all the grime in there.
Behavior is very rapid.
Bacteria.
Oh, is it?
And Jamie, every time we just try to have a normal conversation with you, it just goes right to insults.
Is that against the law? Is it against the law to insult a man in blue?
Can you understand how it's not a normal conversation?
You guys get called shit all the time.
And why we're concerned?
And you take down the blacks, and you get fucking on video.
That's
the blacks. Things have escalated. I mean, the police officers haven't moved at all. They're all just sort of standing there talking to her. By the sounds of it, though, she has set herself on fire.
Blacks, and you get fucking on video.
That's false.
Have a good day, Jamie. We're leaving.
Oh. I want him arrested for physical assault, you fuckface.
No one's touched her.
I'm taking a report for you, Jamie. Especially when you're going to scream like that. Have a good day.
You know she called the cops. She's the one that wanted them in the first place. You're like, all right, we're leaving then. Well, now she's standing in front of the police car so he cannot leave.
You have to let the officer back up.
Give me a fucking break.
So if you don't go back over here, if you're going to block his way or grab onto his car, you've got one or two things. You can go to jail for disorderly conduct, or you can go to the mental hospital. Which one would you like? Because those are your only two options.
Fuck you, Hastings. You're going down.
Okay.
Your 401k or your 403b, consider a fucking gone. Because you have no retirement. Numbers. You didn't put a dime in the stock market, you fucking loser.
Okay.
Just because you're a public employee, you deserve more than the private sector employees. Give me a fucking break.
You're going to have to deal with people that behave like this.
Oh,
oh God, I am so sorry.
You know, like, part of me is like, this guy deserves it because he continues to engage in conversation, just riling her up.
The best fucking actress you've ever met, you fucker. You're going down, douchebag.
Good luck with that,
douchebag. You're going viral, fuckface. I'm a big fucking man, and I'm gonna pull out my dick and see how big it is, and I've got the biggest dick of them all. I've got the biggest dick of them all.
She's just sort of following the police officers now, like trailing them as they try to flee.
I've got the biggest dick of them all. I've got the biggest dick of them all.
Hey, that sounds like a Tonetta song.
This guy's a fucking dick.
You're very inconsistent. Is he a dick or a douche?
They're discriminating against me because I'm bipolar.
Jamie, I'm going to ask you one time to get out of the way.
Or what?
You're going to go to the hospital.
The way he says Jamie leads me to believe that, like, they've dealt with her before. She's an ongoing problem for the city.
Hastings. Oh, the little Hastings boy who got bullied. And so then he's going to be the big ass. Or he's got a small penis because he's a white man. And white men have small dicks.
Are you racist?
Yeah, I'm fucking racist.
She's not wrong.
Against white people.
Shouldn't be racist against anybody.
Oh, really? Says who?
Why would you discriminate on people based on their color?
I'm discriminating against you because you're a fuckface. These guys are assaulting me.
Actually, what you were saying was really offensive to me, so...
Well, I am so sorry.
Oh, shit. She thought she was going to get some backup.
Oh, my gosh. I'm really a lover. My name means love. I was born on Christmas Eve.
Well, the final straw comes. You know, she's blocking the police truck or car or whatever. And she starts hitting it, right? Like pounding on the hood. Well, now some of the police are coming around to grab her.
Why? Why are you arresting me?
This is what she wanted.
Transmitter back. Transmitter.
That's where the video ends, right? I mean, this is what she was asking for. This was a desperate cry to be arrested. Well, there you go. Another fine day in America. Got a couple more clips to share with you before we get into the news. First up, a streamer getting trolled in her own chat, which I guess is nothing unusual. Someone wants a shout out. Guess what their name is?
And happy birthday to Nick Gurr, if you're
watching. Oh, you mean Nicholas. Nicholas Gurr.
Watching.
Say it fast now.
Someone in chat wants me to say that. Happy birthday, Nick Gurr.
There it is. And it's so funny. You don't actually hear her react, but the look on her face after she says this.
Nick Gurr. All right, we
sort of like open mouth, wide-eyed freeze, let you know, oh, she gets it.
That's crazy!
All right, finally, one last clip. This is a porno blooper. It starts with a woman giving a blowjob.
Ah, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Sloppy blowjob.
Okay, give me one second.
Okay.
And he wants her to go as far down as she possibly can. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, she's going to puke, right? She's going to gag and puke. That's going to be the blooper. No. You see, he wants her to go further down and around, like lick his balls and then continue.
Oh. Ready, guys?
Here we go. All right, she needs a drink.
Lick all the way back.
See, lick all the way back. She's licking his balls now. Now, she's licking his ass. He's standing up. He's sort of like lifting one of his legs up. And you can see a red berry. He obviously has a hemorrhoid situation. And that's immediately where her tongue goes. She's doing oral on that ass clit. And that's not the worst of it, though. That's really where she went wrong. She followed the instructions and she got up in there. Hold on. Wait a second. You can actually hear her. She takes the piece of poop out of her mouth and then flings it to the ground. Let's see if we can hear that.
Get up in there.
There we go. Right here. Okay, she's grabbing the shit out of her mouth and...
That's it, come on.
Right there. Do you hear that little... Right there.
Ew!
What?
I'm peeing poop.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. In this situation, I don't think I'm sorry is enough. You're going to have to buy the bitch a gift basket or something. Don't buy her chocolate strawberries, though. Something else, for Christ's sakes. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. So much to talk about here. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please consider signing up. That's our member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been doing this daily show for over 15 years, so there are thousands of shows in the archives. More importantly, every week we do new exclusive shows just for Sideshow freaks. Last week, Tuesday and Thursday, were Sideshow exclusive podcasts. This past weekend, I posted a brand new episode of our video series, Uncut. That one was crazy. That one featured a video of a serial killer who, while he was in jail, started taking, like, female hormones so he could grow tits and become more desirable to the other prisoners, you know, so they wouldn't kill him. As a matter of fact, there's, like, a prison video of him topless doing cocaine off the leg of a fellow prisoner's leg. It was really weird. If you want to see it, sign up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. Membership's very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. Other ways to support the show, we do have a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. You can pledge as little as a dollar. Thank you so much to all of my patrons. I just posted something over there for you guys, the reveal of our first sticker pack. There's six stickers, I believe, in the pack. And if you pledge at least $10 a month to our Patreon, I will send those off to you free. After I take care of the $10-plus patrons, I will then offer the stickers to all the other patrons at cost. So I'm not going to make any money. You pay what I pay. You want to see what they look like? Check out our Patreon page, patreon.com/distortedview. All right, three very quick stories now. First up. Oh no. You know what that music means. We've lost another great. Actually, they're dropping like fucking flies. Jerry Stiller passed away, but that's not why I'm playing the music. Roy of Siegfried and Roy died. One of them. One of those shiny plastic bastards has died, not due to a tiger attack. That almost happened. No, I think Roy died of the coronavirus, right? But that's not what I'm here to talk about either. I've got the death of a real celebrity to report. Paul L. Vasquez. A name you probably don't know, but he's dead at 57. Second story we have for you today. No, I will explain who Paul Vasquez is. He's better known as the Double Rainbow Guy. Yes, the burly mountain man whose awestruck reaction upon seeing a double rainbow propelled him to internet stardom and turned him into a folk hero, died in Central California. He was 57. Let's listen to him during happier, more alive, and obviously stoned times.
Whoa. Whoa! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Woo! Oh my! Wow! Woo!
He sounds,
yeah,
like his team has scored a touchdown. This is where he starts to cry.
Oh my god! Look at that! It's starting to even look like a triple rainbow. Oh my god, it's full on double rainbow all the way across the sky. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh god.
Rainbows aren't even that cool. There's a hot take for you.
What does this mean?
Means you've been smoking the good stuff.
Oh my god.
Also, by the sounds of it, you might be coming. Orgasm to a rainbow. The internet fell in love with this guy. This video, by the way, 47 million views. So naturally, there were some remixes.
Double rainbow all the way.
This remix alone got 40 million views. Or listens. Here's another. I like this one. It's only got 41,000 views, but they auto-tuned the guy. They auto-tuned him crying.
Double complete rainbow.
Oh my god!
Too much! Oh my god, it's warm! I can't even capture it on my camera. Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Poor double rainbow guy. The cause of death has not been released. Vasquez had recently posted on his Facebook page that he had gone to get tested for COVID-19, but learned about another unspecified ailment. When it rains, it pours. But you know, the nice thing about rain is, afterwards, there's a chance of, you know, rainbow. Not in this guy's case, though. He died. Now he's up there in heaven with all of the rainbows up in heaven. Although I don't think there are rainbows in heaven, because for rainbows, you need rain. And it doesn't rain in heaven. It's always a very comfortable, beautiful 72 degrees. Sunny. Plus, heaven is above the clouds. And so there's absolutely no chance he's ever going to see a rainbow in the afterlife, which kind of sucks. It's almost like heaven for him is hell. There's something to think about. In January 2010, don't think about it. It's dumb. January 2010, Vasquez posted on YouTube a video shot from his mountainside house of a set of rainbows overlooking the Yosemite Valley. He notes in the caption that the camera couldn't capture the rainbow's intensity and brightness. Vasquez's friend Robert Borchard said the double rainbow video basically wrote the book on what a viral video was. He called Vasquez an amazing character who was always enthusiastic about the world. Apparently, he was a firefighter in Los Angeles before moving close to the Yosemite National Park. A cannabis grower, there it is, and user. He said he wasn't high when he shot the video, though. He did say that his solitude allowed him to connect to nature on a deep level and gave him a freedom most people could never understand. You can't look at a rainbow anymore and not think about me, he said. That is certainly true. Second story we have for you today. Gary DeNoia from New Jersey is worrying about his unconventional relationship. He says he's been dating a ghost called Lisa for 2 years. That's not what he's worried about. He's perfectly okay with that part. The 36-year-old says the relationship is now on the rocks due to fears his ghostly girlfriend is cheating on him. In an interview with Daily Star, the unemployed American... of course. The unemployed American... he's got a lot of time to sit and think about what his ghost girlfriend's doing, what she's up to. The unemployed American opened up about his troubles. Hey, for those of you who live over there in the UK, how reputable is the Daily Star? Do they report on real news too? Or is every article this fucking unhinged? Bonus here, Gary, I believe, is blaming the coronavirus on his girlfriend's desire to cheat. Apparently they're driving each other crazy in quarantine. You know, ghosts don't have to quarantine. That's maybe the problem. You know, he's stuck at home. She doesn't have to worry about these things. So, you know, she's out and about doing whatever with whomever. For the first month in lockdown, Gary said he was inseparable from Lisa. He enjoyed plenty of sex with the ghoul as they had tons of time to spend together. He said, quote, we spent every day together for a month. Jersey City was an epicenter early on during this, especially where we live. And I am by my very nature a very anxious person. On top of not being able to see my family or nieces, I was feeling very afraid. That's when he went insane and dug up a corpse. You my ghost girlfriend now. No, this guy should count himself lucky because, you know, there are some people who live alone. And for the past month, month and a half, whatever it's been, you know, they've had very little contact with people. At least you can talk to your ghost girlfriend. I don't know if she speaks back. I guess conversation would get pretty boring if the only thing you heard from her was, "Ooh." Yes, honey. Ooh. What if he's dating a poltergeist? That would be even worse. They make themselves known by breaking shit. Honey, I have very few plates left. Could you, I don't know, just move the chair or something? You could make yourself known by opening and closing the door over and over. You know how to break plates every fucking time. I'm going broke over here. All right. So he said here, I'm usually the strong one in the relationship. But I was just too overwhelmed to hold it together. In that month, Lisa was my rock. She'd help me cook and fold laundry, watch loads of TV, and obviously have sex all the time. It was fun, but exhausting. I'm not in great shape, so it was hard to keep up. Being on strict lockdown, we had to find creative ways to be sexually adventurous. Also, you know, she can't physically touch you. In addition to fucking on the... I can't believe I'm reading this article. Yeah, this is news. Gary said he shared an intimate moment with Lisa on the roof of their building. Spicy, right? All right, so what's the problem? Well, as I mentioned earlier in the article, Gary thinks Lisa's been stepping out on him. She broke some of the lockdown rules. He thinks that maybe she's visiting other guys while he's, you know, stuck in the house. This past month, she's out all the time. She never tells me where she's going, just says she's going out with friends. She could be anywhere with anyone, and I've always felt secure in our relationship, but lately, we haven't been having much sex. I'm worried she's cheating on me. She says I'm being paranoid. Paranoid with the paranormal. He says, I'm not crazy. The mere fact you think you're having sex with a ghost suggests otherwise. All right, it just doesn't make any sense. That's the first sane thing I've read in this news article. It certainly doesn't make sense. He said, I can understand wanting space, but something just feels off. I wish the Daily Star would interview Lisa, you know, get her side of the story. Gary celebrated... Oh, he's celebrating his 36th birthday today! Happy birthday, Gary! He planned a special day with Lisa. He says, we plan to have a Star Wars and sex marathon. Psst, Lisa, you can do better. I think she knows that. I think she's found someone better. She just hasn't broken it to Gary yet. Some comments left on this article. Only in America. Strange breed, them Yanks. Anything to get in the news. And finally, sounds like he smashed the ectoplasm right out of her. Ta-da! Final story we have for you today. Oh, some more sad news. Jim Baker. We haven't played a lot of Jim Baker clips recently. I mean, ever since he got in trouble for selling his silver solution. The last month or so on the Jim Baker show, it's been pretty bleak because what's happened is... The government has said you're no longer allowed to sell these products, you know, saying that they cure the coronavirus and STDs. And then all these credit card processors and merchant banks didn't want to do business with Jim Baker and his televangelism anymore, which is a real problem because now Jim Baker can't accept any credit card orders. He has no way to process them. And he doesn't just sell liquid silver that you drink. Remember, he's also peddling those food buckets and shit. He can't sell those. So what he's been doing is he's been telling people to send checks to him or cash in envelopes. Here's a clip. This is from a while ago, but I want you... It's so crazy because for a minute and a half, they're talking about like end times... And Donald Trump being assassinated.
God has spoken to us to prepare for what's coming. I believe Donald Trump was given by God to give us a respite.
Or maybe God is not happy with us, and that's why we have the coronavirus now. He's punishing us. You know how they're always blaming the like hurricanes and shit on gay people and abortions? whatever. No, no. God is happy because Donald Trump has been elected president. He's Donald Trump's a prophet, practically, right?
Uh-huh. They're fighting the president.
Yes.
They want to kill him.
Yes.
So these are the evildoers.
Believe me, if they get one open shot, someone will kill our president.
Again, this has nothing to do with what Jim Baker is trying to accomplish with this segment. I think this next part, though, will shed some light.
This is the number one thing that keeps saying, Jim, Lori, audience, we are living in the most prophetic time in history than any other time. If that's the case, we're getting the storehouse ready one bucket at a time.
Right.
All you preppers that don't have coffee, this is your moment to start getting your coffee ready. Start.
That's what this is, a segment to sell buckets of coffee.
Stocking up on coffee.
We went from Donald Trump being our savior to people wanting to murder Donald Trump to end time prophecies to coffee.
Bartering is going to be the number one thing.
What do you think that would be worth when if the sun don't shine?
Coffee?
What would be worth if the power goes out and there's no trucks running and the EMP bomb or whatever they're talking about for these last day events? This 2-gallon bucket, mm-hmm. a packs of coffee, you could trade them for whatsoever you want.
That's it.
You could probably get a new car for one packet.
A new car. A lot of new cars rolling off the assembly line during end times. We got to keep the Mazda plant open during the apocalypse. And I'm not sure what good a car is going to do for you if there's a bunch of EMP bombs going off. All right, well, the real reason why I'm talking about Jim Baker is he is in the news again. Sadly, he has suffered a stroke. His wife is saying it's because of the government. He's been under so much stress lately. Famed televangelist Jim Baker recently had a stroke, his wife said. His TV show will continue to film without him while he recovers. Lori Baker announced her 80-year-old husband would take a sabbatical from the Jim Baker show. Working nonstop took a huge toll on her husband's health. Baker was recently sued by Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt for claiming a silver product could kill coronavirus. Quote, "We're thankful that Jim is okay and that he's now at home with our family," she wrote in a Facebook post. "Jim will be back." For decades, of course, Jim and his then-wife, the late Tammy Faye Messner, and then it was Tammy Faye Baker, and then they got a divorce, right? So then it went back to Tammy Faye Messner. No, it was Tammy Faye. Messner was her second husband, right? I don't know what the fuck her name was. Pretty sure she married that Messner guy after she got a divorce from Jim Baker. All right, so whatever. All right, so they ran the PTL Club. It was on TV. They had a theme park. They were like the most popular televangelist. But then he stepped down from the ministry in 1987 amid financial and sex scandals. The Charlotte Observer reported then that he paid off a church secretary with whom he'd had sex with. He briefly handed over the reins to fellow TV televangelist Jerry Falwell. 2 years later, he was charged with fraud and sentenced to 45 years in prison, though he served just under 5. In the 2000s, he returned to TV with the Jim Baker Show, this time filmed in Missouri with his second wife, Lori. As we all know, back in February, he started discussing a product called Silver Solution that they claimed would eliminate the coronavirus from the body within hours. There's currently no cure for the novel coronavirus, according to the CDC. In March, Schmidt, the Missouri Attorney General, sued Baker and his production company for misrepresenting Silver Solution. Quote, "Anyone who has bought Silver Solution from the Jim Baker Show should know that it cannot cure or treat the coronavirus. And it tastes like ass, I'm sure." Everything except for the tasting like ass part was a quote from the Missouri Attorney General's office. All right, so there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alright, love to hear from you freaks, and there are many ways to contact the show. show@distortedview.com. I'm all over social media at Distorted View on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. And of course, we've got a Discord where all the freaks are hanging out and chatting. Check it out. There's a link on the main navigation bar over there at distortedview.com. Alright, let's check in with a few patrons using the special Patreon only line.
Hello, Timmy Boo, calling a check.
I want you to know, that, again, Google translated this just perfectly. This was translated to Heil Hitler, which is just
Timmy Boo,
course.
Calling to check back in with you. It's Unicorn Hamster. Hey, so thank you very much on the feedback with race relations on how there really isn't such an offensive name with the white folks anything.
Well,
if you smell like a wet dog when you're wet, that's...
I don't like that. I don't like when people say white people smell like wet dogs.
As I know.
It's too close to home.
That's not very mainstream, anywho.
Oh, really?
I wanted to also...
People say that to me all the time, that I smell like a wet dog.
...tell you about a podcast I heard of. I listened to the whole thing. It's all about bidets and something about...
The Bidet Cast.
You know,
bidet and night.
Bidets always been popular amongst the European people, and here in the United States, us Americans like shitty assholes because of bidets. Much better. I never.
That poor porn girl got a little nugget on her tongue when she was trying to give him a rim job.
I've never owned one. Wish I have.
Wouldn't
but,
happen with a bidet.
I guess my anus region isn't to that standard, but it was interesting podcast, but you're my only whore. But this podcast went into deep dive on the bidets and something with the English.
What's the name of the podcast? You're My Only Whore? Or is that what you're telling me?
The French, and that's why I didn't catch on here in America. The place where the asshole stench flies and wafts in the air.
All right, well, Unicorn Hamster checking in. Listen, he's been listening to bidet podcasts.
Hello, Tim Bussy. Just calling to let you know.
And then he hung up, I think. Oh, wait, hold on. He's just got a really shitty connection. Sorry, dude. It's weird that the cell phone is fine. It gets the first part. I just want to let you know, and that's when it always cuts out. Fucking piece of shit technology.
Hey, Tim.
Hi.
Lady Freak here. So, I am a little tipsy, but I'm listening to your Friday show, and you were talking about being a mess, and that nobody wanted to listen to you, and I just was compelled to call and tell you that you have literally helped me through.
Do you like how I, this is exactly what I wanted to get out of you. I was fishing for compliments by saying that.
Like anxiety and
no, it really wasn't.
And I really do appreciate your show.
Oh, thank you.
I literally had to join the Patreon to call and tell you that.
So I didn't have to wait 3 months to hear something nice.
And school to be a mental health professional.
Oh. Maybe you can counsel me over Skype or something. All right, let's do one more here. It's going to be a short one.
Shut the fuck up, cat lady, you dying ass bitch.
You know what? For once, we don't have a call from Level 80 Cat Lady today. All right, so you got your wish. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. StoredReview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it all God?
My lovely sperm. Why waste it on a pussy?
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. I will see you back tomorrow if and only if you're Sideshow members. If you're not, now's a great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Otherwise, I will see you back here on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
That's it.